Chapter 33. The heat baked the asphalt so hot that Ron could feel it radiating up through his sneakers. He walked across the parking lot and into the back door of the school. It was the team entrance and opened into a low, slightly darkened, narrow hallway. To his left was the door to the boys' locker room. Ron entered and walked through the empty room that soon enough would carry the sounds and the year-long smell of perspiration, soaked equipment, and clothing of teenage boys. Steve Ferry was a bull of a man who did not seem to fit in the desk chair. He stood about 6 feet and 3 inches. He had a huge back, and the head was covered with a baseball cap, out of which stuck the ends of grayish-white hair. He looked like he could pull a plow. Laying on the worn couch that many people suspected was his only bed, Artie Harris looked up, opened his eyes at the sound of Ron's entrance. "Hey, Crazy Ron is here. Now things will get lively." Ron smiled. "Hi, Artie. How was your summer?" It was still the end of August, but it was pretty much acknowledged that summer was over when practices began. There wouldn't be any more quiet mornings, no more endless days that could be filled any way that a person wanted to fill them. Steve turned from the clipboard that had multiple sheets of paper with templates for designing football plays attached to it. "Ron, it's good to see you."
"Good to see you too, Steve. How was your summer?"
"They get shorter all the time," said Steve. Ron really didn't understand that and just nodded. "Where are we going to meet?" Air-conditioned rooms were at a premium on this side of the building, but Artie knew where they all were, and Ron was pretty sure that he had scouted out a room and turned the air on so that it would be cool. Artie said, "They put the air in the teacher's room over the summer. That's a good spot." Steve shook his head back and forth. "No chalkboard in there. We'll need one." Artie looked crestfallen. There were no classrooms with air conditioners.
Ron said, "We could bring in one or two of the rolling boards."
"Fine with me," said Steve, flicking his eyes over at the rotund and now happier Artie, and then winking at Ron. Ron and Steve were classroom teachers. They were not unaccustomed to oppressive heat. It didn't really bother them as much as it did people like Artie, who roamed the halls, searching for any place to cool off on a day like this. Classroom teachers had to be models for their students, or else the complaining and moaning would never allow them to finish or start the school year. No one was really sure what Artie did. He worked around the school. That was it. He coached hockey. He got up and waddled out to find the rolling chalkboards and bring them to the magnificently cooled teacher's lounge. Larry Viola arrived just as Artie was leaving. They just nodded as they passed one another in the hall. Larry thought that Artie was bad to have around kids. Artie felt the same way about Larry. Greetings exchanged. Ron was happy not to be working with Larry this year. Larry had gone to Steve, complaining that Ron had undermined his authority last year. The truth was that Larry had never played the game, and they all knew it. When he denied the freshman team water after a poor showing at a scrimmage, Ron had instinctively blown the whistle and called for a water break. It happened 10 minutes after Larry said, "No, they've got to get tougher." Larry had stomped off the field like an angry child who had his toy taken away. He was even more humiliated when Steve moved Ron up to the varsity staff. Steve was always politely condescending to Larry,
who never realized it. When Paul and Palmentieri arrived, they were ready to start. It was a meager staff for the 100 players that would be in the program. They settled in the teacher's lounge and drank cans of soda that Artie had pilfered from one of the soda machines for which he had a secret key. Steve stood and passed out playbooks. "We need to go through it all," said Steve. "I made a lot of changes over the summer." Steve was a physics teacher and a farm boy. To him, football was purely a matter of leverage, angle, strength, speed, and desire. But he did like to scheme. They would begin with offense. This afternoon, he would lecture on the defense. Tomorrow, he would continue the same pattern. The next day, his players would arrive, and he would begin to see what he actually had. Young men's bodies changed quickly. A boy could go away for a summer standing 5'7" and come back a few months later having grown inches and thinned out considerably and be in need of bulking up. You had to actually see them before you truly knew what you had. That kind of change might necessitate the need for a change in the scheme. His team was going to be white and slow. He didn't expect a good year, but in his 35th year of coaching, his second after retiring from public school, taking a pension, and coming to teach and coach here, it was just what he did. Besides, you could always be surprised.